First item, Pledge of Allegiance, Stephanie.
Again.
Your last item.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that all the directors are present tonight. We'll start with public comments.
Chuck Franklin.
Last night at the Property Owners Association meeting, there was some discussion about the Cheeks Creek widening, the bridge there on Highway 2. And what the association had talked about last night was asking the CSD to join the Property Owners Association to take a stand for safety of the Wrightwood residents, to petition Caltrans to add a pedestrian slash bicycle walkway on the south side of the proposed new bridge, which would be a continuation of the Village Trail and linking the eastern residential area with the balance of the community. Basically, the association sees it as a safety issue, and they have been in contact with Caltrans in county, but really haven't gotten anything. And what we hope for is if we can join forces, maybe we can put a little bit more pressure on Caltrans to include a walkway, because it really is a safe way or a safety issue. That's the association. Now I'll talk for myself on one. One thing that also came up last night was because of the construction with the water type of thing, the new pipes, and the fact that we had a pretty good rain a few weeks ago, nobody at the association meeting last night really could tell about the street sweeper. And I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but there are times when it's, you know, a cloud of dust all around this place, and I don't even know who, you know, you would go to in the county on the street sweeper, but it used to be you'd get that fairly often after a rain type of thing. But right now, even just driving up tonight, I'm looking down on Highway 2 and you can see this cloud of dust.
I did call them.
Oh, really?
I called the Cajon Yard, and they said, we don't have a street sweeper. We wish we did. We're going, you know, we have one that's broken. There's another one loaned out somewhere. And so instead, they're going to bring 15 people up here with blowers, I guess, ostensibly to blow it all over town.
Yeah.
Just get it over with. And
Is that something under CSN 70 now?
It's just Caltrans.
They don't care anymore.
Highway 2 is Caltrans, and the county roads are Roy Montree is the supervisor for that, for our county roads. And he's really, really responsive, and I would guess that right now he's really busy, but that deserves a phone call to Roy Montree.
Like I said, it came up in the meeting last night, and I've definitely seen it.
Well, they're supposed to be up here Friday. Supposed to be up here Friday.
Okay.
With 15 people, and they acted. They go, well, isn't it over by that community, whatever it is? I go, yeah, that's where it is.
I think maybe we should comment, though, on your first comment that I'm not sure how we can take a role in that, although I definitely agree with you. We don't have the powers of growth or any...
Well, I know we don't have the powers, but the association was talking about getting a chair or someone that wasn't there last night, maybe got volunteered to do it, to work with the CSD, and whether it's a letter writing campaign or, you know, who knows what you can do, but something to let them know that we're not real happy with their plan.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. My name is John Lanoux. I'd like to comment on both of those subjects. First of all, Wes, yes, I got also called Caltrans on some other issues that they were out here. Caltrans was cleaning up the culverts, and I praised them for the work that they did do, and they said they would be back on Friday to clean up the rest of the highway, and they would be back with blowers and trying to clean it up. I said, if you would, please start at the community center, because we have the car show on Saturday, and so we don't want to have those nice cars all dusty. So they said they'd be up here. But the other item is I'd like to back up the property owners and also reiterate on the widening of Sheep Creek Bridge. This was initiated in 2005, and Caltrans didn't bring it to us, the community of Wrightwood, until about 3 months ago. We had a meeting here. I suppose there was about nine Wrightwood residents that attended that meeting, along with Tom Pinard. Tom has contacted the state, our state senator that's in charge of our area. He has got the senator, I'm sorry I don't have his name right in front of me, but he's got the senator to contact Caltrans twice already in the last month to get them to go ahead and put in the bike path and trail. Caltrans said that it's a an issue of funding, and if they don't build the bridge by next year, why then they have to wait for another period of time before they can continue on and to put the extra width of the trail into that bridge, why it's going to be cost prohibitive or whatever. So, but if you would please consider CSD, please consider writing a letter at least to Caltrans. I know it's not a county thing, it's not a Wrightwood thing, but you know it's a Wrightwood Village thing, and we really need it. I don't know how many of you have been over the been down in DeVore in the last couple of years, near Route 66, the new route that goes underneath the freeway. They built a beautiful railroad bridge over the top of the railroad, and they put really nice bike and walk paths on both sides, which are blocked off by sand barrels because they don't want us to use it for some unknown reason. But it's a similar thing that we'd like to have here, without the sand barrels and without the suicide rails that are on the side of that bridge so people don't jump onto the railroad tracks. But the Caltrans will only widen the bridge here at Sheep Creek with 8-foot paved shoulders on each side and a continuation of only 2 lanes of traffic the way it is right now, and then rebuilding the rails on each side. And so we said, hey, we'd really like to have a bike and walk path on the south side. So if you could see fit to write a letter to Caltrans, we'd appreciate it.
Thank you, John. All right, I'm going to move item 9 for the purposes of the county is here. Regina's here from the county. And so discussion of possible action of resolution 2017-6, appreciation of community work that Stephanie Carroll has performed. And I think you have an announcement to that regard.
You moved this to the beginning of the meeting, so I would cry at the very beginning.
That's exactly right.
Yes, so my announcement is that I am moving. And I just wanted to say how much I appreciate the opportunity to be on this board and how much it's meant to me and how much the community has meant to me.
And you're moving you're moving to Truckee, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So
I think we ought to give her a standing ovation.
Yeah. It is.
Okay. Well, good evening. Good evening to your board and to everyone who's here this evening. My name is Regina Weatherspoon-Bell, and I have the privilege of serving as district director for our first district supervisor, Lovington. And Susan Drake, I'm sure many of you know Susan, is your representative for this area, but unfortunately she couldn't be here this evening, so I got the opportunity. And I'm grateful, Stephanie, to be here to present this special plaque to you. So if you don't mind,
why don't you come on?
This is actually a resolution that's being presented to you on behalf of the First District. And I'm not going to read all the whereas because I don't want you to cry.
Thank you.
But I do want to say on behalf of the supervisor, he wanted to say thank you for your invaluable service all of these years. We know that your legacy is strong here, from the walking school tour bus to the
Community garden, it's okay.
Right, to the community garden, the farmer's market, and then, of course, your work and your service on the MAC board. And now, being able to take this, although you won't see this through, we want you to know that your legacy will stand strong, and it stands as a sterling example of when you get involved in your community, the great things that you can make and how you leave your imprint on a community. So please, on behalf of Supervisor Lovinggood and all of us here tonight, your community, the County of San Bernardino, we say thank you for your
thank
service.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to leave, but I'm not leaving, not because I don't want to be here, but I actually have an 8:45 back in Victorville, or 7:45 back in Victorville that we know I won't make, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to do my best.
You can say it's much, much nicer.
Right.
Or the newspaper.
It's a pleasure. Okay. I'll post over here. You got to look in the same place.
Oh, they were looking at the
were we okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you again.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And yeah, Mr. Zuber. Mr.
Zuber. For what?
For this paragraph.
Yeah.
We, as a board, have also prepared a resolution for Stephanie, and thanks for everything that you've done for all of us, and you've been very inspirational. I personally have learned so much from you, and I am going to miss you dearly. We have also prepared a resolution that we will approve this evening, and would like to present you with this.
Thank you.
And pass it and all that stuff.
You will need to do that, but if you want to read it, you certainly can before approving.
You want to go ahead and read it?
This resolution number 2017-05, resolution of appreciation. Whereas the Wrightwood Community Services District Board of Directors wishes to acknowledge that Stephanie Carroll has been an advocate for the residents of the community and promoter of healthy lifestyles. Whereas in 2008, you and Michelle Snyder initiated the Tri-Community Co-op to provide fresh, regionally grown produce to the residents in Wrightwood. Whereas in 2010, you founded the Wrightwood Farmers Market, also managed the market as market manager from 2010 through 2011, and as both the sponsor and the market manager from 2011 to 2013. Today, the market is thriving because of the initial seed you planted within the Wrightwood community. Whereas in 2011, you inspired others to work with you in the creation of the Wrightwood Community Garden. The community garden currently provides 46 plots to the Wrightwood residents. Whereas in 2013, you were appointed to the Wrightwood Municipal Advisory Council. Your tenure includes currently holding the position as chair. Whereas you were vital in working with the Wrightwood Community Services District Feasibility Committee, helped in establishing the framework that made the formation a reality, and served as the vice president during the startup period.
Thank you.
Very good. I do a regular. Do I have a motion to for the resolution?
I will go ahead, Michelle.
I motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. That was one of the most touching moments of my life, I think. Thank you very much.
We'll all sign.
Okay, item number four, discussion of possible action regarding services agreement with County Service Area 70. That is the contract for Shannon.
Mr. President, yeah. if I may,
yes.
Back on item number nine,
yes.
Not wanting to spoil the magic, but I am here in official capacity, so a couple things that this triggers. Is one, the effective date of the resignation. I'm not sure when that will be, but that will trigger certain obligations on the part of the district after that. So is that effective?
I believe it should be effective this evening.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And so what that means is that district staff will need to notify the registrar's office within 15 days that there is a vacancy on the board. The board then has a 60-day period in which to appoint someone to fill the vacancy. Before making that appointment, there would need to be a notice posted in three conspicuous places within the district, notifying the community of the vacancy, and then the board can proceed to make an appointment 15 days after that notice is posted, but within 60 days after the effective date of the resignation.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Back on to item four, discussion of possible action regarding services agreement with County Service Area 70. That's the Shannon contract or Shannon agreement. And Steve, I believe you've looked over this agreement, and Al, you've made some comments on this.
Yes, so this agreement was presented to the board a while back, but before the district had secured insurance and before you had retained a general manager to offer his opinion and his suggested changes. And so what you have in front of you, as well as what's in the back there, is the last version of the agreement with the red line from the general manager. With some suggested changes, and I concur with the changes requested by our general manager. So if the board is finding it acceptable as well, we require our changes to ask for approval.
Or if the board wants to make those changes.
Right.
Is that the board?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good agreement with the county's being pretty good about it, I think.
Yes, negotiations with county council on this have gone very smoothly.
Yeah.
Can I ask one question? On the custodial work, is that within the buildings, or is that to the outside?
It's within the buildings.
It's within the buildings, not the one outside.
Correct.
And Al, I believe you are, he is working on that, Leo, so.
Don't believe me on you.
And so, so really, you guys should work on that together, I think.
And we have.
Yeah, very good. Yes, John.
Yes, as you well know, the board well knows, Stephanie has been here for quite a few years and she knows the ins and outs. How many days, I didn't get a chance to digest the agreement, how many days a week or hours, so a week or month will that contract be applied?
Well, I think...
You meant Shannon, right.
Shannon, excuse me, did I say Stephanie? It's stuck in my mind.
Still in your brain.
Yeah.
Well, it's 18 hours and they're $16 an hour.
18 hours
a week.
A week.
But Al, can you make a comment on that? Because I think she's been doing 12.
Currently, she's working 12.
Right.
But it can be up to 18 hours.
Good.
Does she like her 12 hours a week schedule, or does she want to work 18, or is it just as needed?
I think that 12 hours is sufficient at this particular time.
Okay.
For the record, the agreement is a six-month agreement effective retroactively to July 5th and would expire by its own terms on December 31st, but there's a termination clause that would allow either party to terminate immediately upon written notice.
Yeah, I think it's a great agreement. I mean, term is good.
I think we're discussing two different items here, right? One is the contract, and second, are we discussing length of employment? Are we just discussing the contract right now?
No, just
the contract.
No, I know the termination clause is in there and when it can be, the length of the contract, but the actual function of the position.
Also.
We had always talked about the general manager would absorb that position. Is that no longer on the table?
No, I think it is. I think it is, but right now we're just, I know Al and I are working really hard on the solid waste stuff, and there's not a lot of time for that kind of the kind of thing that she's doing, such as invoicing people for the community. She knows the building, she's mopping the floors, she's doing all the stuff on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think there's absolutely no time. You know, I'm after Al every minute of the day as it is. You know, I mean, the solid waste stuff is just all consuming. Right now.
And it's not just the solid waste stuff. There's a lot of things that still need to be accomplished to get us up and running and be functional I'm participating in. The board is participating in various ways with different committees and that type of stuff. I mean, if you want to keep me here in the building with a mop bucket, that's fine.
The idea was that the general manager was the administrative employee, the only administrative employee, and that we would have custodial services for the other positions. And I understand, I hear what you're saying is you don't have time to do the
actual work. But we were going
to... custodial?
Yeah.
I was going to cover that in the general manager's report.
Yeah.
But if you want me to cover it now...
Well, I only bring...
I was going to say, because I was remembering the same thing, but so maybe the question now is, obviously she needs to be here now. Do you have any idea, or can you project at all, how long we'll continue to need to employ Shannon? That a couple of months, maybe the whole 6 months? Do you have any idea of the projection of when that would balance out?
At this particular time, I would say... the six-month window is probably where you're going to be. Now, it could be sooner than that.
Okay.
You know, that's a definite possibility. But it just depends on how all this other stuff starts falling in the place.
So at the heart of my question was, can we afford it? Can we afford the two? But I think that you guys have figured this out already.
I think we can.
Okay.
You know, it's $800.
You're going after the gold right now with solid waste, and if you can actually effectively do that, then you'll bring in more money than you would if you were just spending time doing invoicing and billing.
Right.
So.
Right.
And my focus is not just the solid waste. There's other funds on the table that I think need to be gleaned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that the board has done diligence and trying to get some funding in. We just got $11,000 and change a check for that from the county.
Okay.
And to our bank balance. And I think there's plenty more to be had.
The crawlback check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's plenty more to be had, and you know, my focus is getting the money. Show me the money.
Good job.
Chuck Franklin, I would just like to say we had CERT and the Red Cross had a training here on Saturday at the community center, and it was an 8 o'clock meeting. Al was here. He was opening up the bathrooms. He opened up this place, And, you know, I know he's cleaning and doing other things. And I agree with you guys in the sense of it's incredibly important that his time be used to get more money and to handle that aspect of it. But he is showing up at different events early in the mornings and handling this facility and the bathrooms, because I saw that Saturday.
Actually, on Saturday, I had to come back and help close because they couldn't get the alarm set up right.
Yeah.
So, you
know. I called up, he came out.
Ah, there you go.
Right, witnesses.
By the way, the check's in the mail.
Great. Well, thank you. That answers my question.
So are you guys okay with this? Are you okay with this, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, you satisfied with that?
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it.
You?
I'm good. I'm okay with it as well.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to accept the contract? The services agreement?
So moved.
Somebody got a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. This next item five, discussion of possible action regarding solid waste fee transfer agreement and solid waste management agreement with County of San Bernardino. This is an ongoing discussion with many moving parts, and Steve is actively engaged in it. I'm actively engaged in it. So is Natalie. There's really no action on this right now, as we're right in the middle of it.
I think this agenda is to update the board, so that everyone knows where we are, and then to talk about path moving forward. With the incredible due diligence of the general manager and board president, as well as Director LoPiccolo, there has been implementation of the resolutions that were approved by the board to authorize the levy of the solid waste fees on the properties within the district. Both in LA County and San Bernardino County, those resolutions were filed, accounts have been issued, and administratively they're moving forward. On the San Bernardino County side, there's been some activity, let's put it that way, and we are now being pressed by the county to enter into the solid waste fee transfer agreement, solid waste management agreement that would go with the both the fees as well as the dump passes. And so what the county is wanting us to do is to finalize those agreements by the end of this month, so that they can get onto the Board of Supervisors agenda by September 12th. And that is the date that they're looking at for this district to be in a position to issue its own dump pass. Last week I prepared drafts of the management agreement as well as the fee transfer agreement based upon the Hellendale CFD model that I was involved in drafting and preparing in 2010. I prepared those documents, provided it to the committee as well as the general manager on Friday evening after getting authority to send those out. I sent it to county council yesterday as requested. I have received since then a revised version of those agreements. I have not had an opportunity to discuss that with the committee or with the general manager. But it is the wish of the county that final, quote, according to the email, finalized versions would be presented to the county so that they can route it through their office administratively, and that and that potentially we'd be in a position to bring back final agreements to this board by September 1 so that it can be put on the county agenda. So I think that when we get to future agenda items, we might need to talk about having a special meeting perhaps next week before the September 1 deadline. I do believe that there's going to have to be some additional negotiations with the county on some of these administrative issues. We had talked about it before. This is not, it, to me, it's not a surprise. We had talked, I think the timing is a surprise, but as far as the need to negotiate.
Well, I think they were surprised.
They were surprised because I think that they felt that there was going to be, that they were going to levy the fee and then there would be a transition into
and that they would control those funds.
They would control
them. And then they could sort of leak out to us.
Right. I think that was
what they wanted us to have. And we've learned so much just in the last week even. I mean, it is a complicated issue. That, you know, for example, that $85.14 on your parcel doesn't just pay for your dump passes. It doesn't just pay for that. I bought that. It pays for CR&R to dump your fees also. CR&R, the charge that they make on your monthly bill for your trash is just to transport it only. It's only to transport it to the dump. That $85.14 pays for disposing it at the dump. That's an important thing to understand because that changes the formula, right? Because, you know, I heard lots of people say, and I thought the same thing. Hey, I pay CR&R, I'm not using that dump pass. But it is all commingled.
So what does that mean for LA County? Were they not paying it?
No. He was...
Brent was eating it.
As a kindness to the community to dispose of that trash at the San Bernardino landfill he was collecting from LA County.
That's
and,
right.
And wow. Disposing of it in San Bernardino County landfill.
Wow.
So it's completely different than what I thought. And I could not get it in my head how it all tied together. And we met, Natalie and I met with, and Al met with Brent, and he explained things, and it took a few minutes for me to get it, but that's how it works.
Say that one more time.
Okay, so that parcel fee,
yeah.
Right? Well, let's start from the other side. CR&R, the bill you get from CR&R, that pays for the transportation of the trash.
From my house to the dump.
That's right. It does not pay to leave your trash there. That $85.14, that's what pays for that.
How much of the 85?
I don't think anybody understood that. I certainly didn't.
How much of it, that 85 is for the dump card, and how much of it is for the DNR?
It's all together.
It's like a membership to the dump.
Right.
$85.14 is your membership.
They charge for the tonnage that is disposed there, so the $85.14 is collected from all of the parcels, and then whether it is you taking your trash to the dump or CR&R going across their gate disposing of the trash for all the parcels they picked up, the county generates a bill for the tonnage that is disposed there, and the bill is paid for by the $85.14 that's collected from all of the parcels in the community.
Now that's, you know, whatever's the idea is that whatever is not used, then the CSD could keep, right? And then that goes into the community building and all the other things that we need to take care of around here. There is one more revenue stream, and that is the franchise fee. You can think of it as a license fee that CR&R pays for exclusivity in Wrightwood. So they pay 10%. They pay 10% of whatever they collect in cash receipts. If somebody doesn't pay their bill for that month, we don't get that 10%. Mm-hmm. So it's cash receipts. If it's $20,000 for that month, then the CSD gets 10% of that. We get
So that's about 62,000 that we projected for this year for the 10%
right.
franchise fee.
Right.
That we'll just collect back here.
Right.
So having LA...
having LA County will just add to...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the LA County, you know, I added it up. The LA County is the fee we assessed over there. I think it's about $9,000. For all the parts, it's 111 parcels at $85, 14 cents. So we're still learning all this. I mean, we're all, you know, Natalie and I mean, we're just soaking this all up, trying to understand everything. So we are right in the middle of this. And so these agreements seem, you know, like this transfer agreement, I'm not sure this applies anymore as we talked about, because that was, they were thinking we weren't going to be able to collect the tax directly, and so they needed a way to transfer it from them to us.
Right, because with Ellendale, what happened is that the transition took place in the middle of the fiscal year. So there needed to be, Ellendale, at the time that it took over that service, the fee was not in its name. And so, but because this board was able to put it into your name, then all of the money will be levied to you, and then you will pay out of that.
Yeah.
Instead of it going to the county and then
right.
the county bleeding it out. So,
right.
It's a significant benefit to the community, but what it does mean is that the agreements will be somewhat different. But I prepared the fee transfer agreement and sent it off to the county just in case that there was some sort of issue that needed to be dealt with. The county did send back the part of the red line agreements was one involving the fee transfer agreement. So I think that...
Yeah, they're still executing that as if that somehow...
Well, they made some changes to it, and I would like to go over with the committee and with your general manager sometime this week so that
okay.
we can get something back to the county by the end of this week, and then plan for a board meeting the following week, perhaps, or maybe even early the next week. And then, but to have something where we have met our timeline with the county in getting approved agreements to the county by September 1. I don't have any concern that we'll be able to do that. I think the more pressing concern would be whether administratively the district will be in a position to issue its own dump cards sometime relatively close to September 12th.
Which, you know, once again, Kimberly Cox to the rescue, right? I mean, she's got a lot of the mechanisms and machines that we can copy.
Yeah, and in discussing this with her, she's pretty adamant that the earlier you can do that, the better, and that the more control you have over your services and the funds, the better off you are.
Over our own destiny.
Yeah.
Just accept it, issue the cards.
It's better for the community.
Right.
So would we, around middle of September, would we also issue cards for the LA County as well?
Yeah.
So we do the whole...
Yeah, I mean, if we can issue them that fast and get them produced and the whole procedure and the contract and all that stuff, then another 111 is easy.
Yeah.
Doesn't
so
matter.
What does that process look like at the administrative...
Don't know yet. Okay. I mean, I'm really fixated on the cost side. They're trying to screw us on that.
Sorry. I just wanted to add to the discussion that when Natalie and I met with Kimberly last year about this, she had said how important it was to have some kind of relationship with the attendants at the dump for how they would monitor the passes, how they would understand which parcels to charge and which ones not to, which ones were within our boundaries and which were not. And I think that is going to be a very critical aspect for saving money for the district so that
right.
we're not overcharged.
Really good. That's a really good point.
Well, plus, I think that I understand that Kellenville has been doing is that along with the monthly billing that they get from the county, they have a list of all the some cards that they've issued, you know, all the associated parcels, and then they compare that, and if they have an error, well, they don't pay that, they pull that error out. And that's going to be some sensible things that we're going to have to keep, just make sure that certain things are not going to get in there.
Hey, Al, speak into the mic a little bit more, would you? There you go. Perfect.
Because when you're dealing with county administration, they're not necessarily dealing with the people at the landfill or, in our case, the transfer station. Okay. Plus, the people that run the transfer station are, I think, Vertec, if I remember right. Or maybe they're Athens.
Athens, yeah.
And so we can go down and talk to that group, but they won't necessarily be...
Well, I think it's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of operational details that add up to a bunch of savings, just like any
absolutely
detailed operation like that. Hi, John.
Yes, John. Maybe Brent can clear this up too, but now the CSD in Phelan, do they have separate dump carts from what we have here?
We don't have that program, but we've been looking at it.
Pardon?
We don't have that program down there, but we've been looking at it.
Okay. And previously, when I've used a dump cart, and I don't know if we have to write up a new agreement or whether it's standard operating procedure with CRNR, but if you go in with certain materials in your vehicle, you have to pay. In other words,
that's
like
right.
The building materials, you have to pay for dumping building materials. Or if you use, sometimes you have an overweight load, which I have done several times, not that my truck is overweight, but they have a certain weight scale.
About 500 pounds.
Yes. And so anything over that, they don't just punch your card once. They can punch it up to four times.
Yeah, no.
And so
no,
I don't know whether you need to write a new set of rules.
So these are all operational things that have to be taken care of.
Right.
So, you know, that we will tweak all that as we go. But it's a good idea to keep all that in mind.
Absolutely.
All right. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is there a possibility? I know we asked this question my first solid waste meeting after the formation. We asked if there was a way that the county could just, if we could pay the county, which is probably going to be way too much, but if we could pay them to just create the cars for us, since they have your parcel is embedded in the car, so they have an accounting system. When they punch it, they know which parcel is coming through. And is there an option of, like, essentially having them print the cards for us with the same type of technology so that we can account it easier in the way that they're already counting it now?
I think that would be something to discuss with the county as we move forward with the negotiations.
Although I don't think that's magical, and they probably would charge a bunch for that. Just my.
That's probably true.
I
think the next step is to hopefully have some sort of opportunity to meet with the committee and kind of talk about where we are with the contracts and then how to proceed with negotiating all of these issues with the county, whether that's part of these agreements or whether that's some sort of operational issue.
I mean, we do have some leverage right now in that they're terribly worried about getting paid because they haven't, you know, we don't have an agreement with them right now. So they're essentially eating this right now. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons they're pushing very hard on this. They have no agreement, and they're a little afraid of that. And I think we should take our time, and we should motor through it at our pace best we can.
Well, my concern is a lapse in service.
Yeah.
And so I think that...
They agreed not to do that, though. Until we finished our negotiations. They could go back on that, maybe.
But would that mean after their September 12th board meeting, if we didn't have the agreement prepared by then, they would shut the cards off?
I don't know. I mean, that is sort of part of the interesting thing is July 6th, Director Carroll, Director Lopiccolo, and I had a meeting with county staff's Solid Waste Division. And following that meeting, we received an email from Ms. Garrido regarding some of the things that came up during that meeting. I immediately sent back an email with these very questions on July 7th, 2017, with clarification on the process, wanting to make sure that there was that we were working cooperatively with it. Never received a response.
Right.
At all. So this board did the right thing, move forward with the adoption of the resolution, move forward with creating its own, your own fee. And since then, it's been Katie Barnhill. And,
right.
And it administratively with solid waste. My relationship with county council has been fine. And county council had indicated to me that as long as we were working towards negotiation, there wouldn't be a deactivation sort of threat.
Right.
But I think solid waste staff got involved, and their take is maybe a little bit different. So I think we've got to work through that. That's part of working with the huge.
I'm willing to go down there. I'm willing to go.
These are all issues we will need to work.
Right.
Moving forward.
I'm willing to go down there tomorrow. I mean, really. I mean, if they want to negotiate this thing right now, let's do it. But they should negotiate it fairly.
So I think the next step is maybe coordinating something with your general manager and then moving forward, hopefully with something approximating finalization by the end of the week, and then we can bring something back to the full board for approval by September 1.
Okay.
I have one question. So with the resolution that we passed last week, the tax bill that will hit in December will have what? Right with GST?
Yeah. Let me describe that. So right now on your tax bill, it's going to say it has an asterisk and it says CO land use dash SWMD. You know, most people look at that and go, well, I don't know what that is. It's solid waste management district. So ours is going to say asterisk again. CO land use dash WCSD. Now on the LA County side, I screwed up on the forms. So I didn't understand, you know, we were trying to get this, we're literally filling this out on August 8th and the deadline's August 10th. The person
I want to clarify that. They said no on August 8th.
Yes.
Your board president walked down there with the general manager, walked down there and hampered the halls and literally pulled a rabbit out of his hat.
You were going to say something.
That was close. And somehow, some way, was able to get it done.
Yeah.
It was remarkable.
Yeah, we got that done, but I still screwed up on the form. So it says, instead of it saying, you know, I didn't understand their form, and it's, now, on the LA County side, it's going to say Wrightwood CSD, which is going to inflame some people. But, I didn't understand the form right, so I filled that out wrong. I wanted it to say the same thing that the San Bernardino County side said. It said CO land use dash. But they didn't have enough characters in the field. And, you know, they have a whole different system. So it's going to make some people mad, I suppose, but that's what it's going to say.
So back to my question here. So in our tax bill in December, it'll say that. So we'll collect the monies starting then.
That's right. So it's the way it works is it's going to be 80. It's two. You know, you get two bills, right?
Okay.
So they split it. And it's based on cash receipts. It's based on what people pay. Some people are going to pay late. Some people are going to pay their bill all at the beginning of the year. A lot of mortgage companies take on the property tax. They make sure to pay it exactly twice a year. So we're going to get a mix. And from what I understand from the San Bernardino tax collector, it's about 60-40. So you get 60% of your total revenue right around January, and then April you get the rest.
Okay. So I can see why the county's a little nervous because we're going to get the money. Mm-hmm.
And they have no agreement.
And right. They've issued the dump cards.
They should.
They've been providing the service.
Right. Yeah. And they've been and they're still providing the service, right?
And thank you.
I'm going to load up my truck tonight.
They're leveraging to drive the application.
Yeah. We have to play fair.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, well, there's no action on that. Working on it. Discussion of possible action and participation in the SDRMA Joint Powers Agreement. Did I skip some? What did I skip? Discussion of possible action regarding exclusive franchise agreement with CRNR Incorporated. So we've been talking to Brent about this, who's been great, really explained everything, and it's a crazy agreement he had signed with the county. Crazy in the terms. I just never heard of terms like this, but I think it's common in their industry. It's an 8-year rolling contract that renews every year, and you can only offer your cancellation in an odd year between January and June.
I think I found an amendment where they took that funky.
Did they really?
They took that out.
Brent didn't say anything about that the other day.
No.
I congratulated him on such a great.
Yeah. He took it out in 2014.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. You didn't say that.
But it's still 8-year rolling evergreen.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a full eclipse.
Yeah. That was a great agreement. That was a great agreement, Brent. But anyway, Brent's been fantastic, spent a lot of time with us explaining everything, and you know, we rolled a lot of ideas around. Hey, could we get extra trash cans up here in the winter? Natalie, you want to speak to that a little bit more, because you were...
Yeah, we were just interested in the possibility of you know, negotiating maybe more trash cans up here for heavy snow play days, you know, rollaway bins here right in the center of the community, and trash cans along the highway. From what I understand, Brent does this already and is very generous with what he does for the community, but we'd like to maybe think about negotiating it in the contract to have that as a consistent service.
Well, and I got to say, Brent has been open to amending the contract or working on the contract, when really 8-year rolling contract, I mean, he really doesn't have to. So I think that's just fantastic. And everything that Natalie and I have said, he's just said, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, he really believes in the community and whatever he can do for it.
Yes. Brent, don't you still supply trash cans for us for the car show and not near days? And we really appreciate that, too. Thank you.
Yeah, that is great.
So if I may, I prepared a draft. I've talked briefly with Mr. Spears about this, and I have prepared a draft exclusive franchise agreement on the San Bernardino County side. It's really just an assignment of the existing agreement. I've provided it to the general manager and to the committee. And so what it would do would be just to assign over all of the existing contractual rights and obligations among the parties. If there's anything new that the board or Mr. Spears wishes to negotiate, that could be made. It could be incorporated into this agreement. On the LA County side, there is no agreement, and so I don't know if that's something that you wish to incorporate with this, or wish to negotiate separately.
I think we would incorporate it with this, right? I mean, Natalie, we've been talking about it, and we've got a bunch of ideas here, and that seems clean.
Yeah. Now there was. Some limitation in the LAFCO resolution, or at least the LAFCO staff report, regarding what those negotiations with CRNR would look like on the LA County side. And I think LAFCO had indicated, I don't know if preference is the right word, but it was kind of built in to the analysis that CRNR will continue to provide that service out on the LA County side. So I think that would be appropriate, and hopefully that doesn't mean that there would be any delay or withholding or anything on the franchise fee on on the LA on the San Bernardino County side. I'm hopeful that we won't have to deal with that type of negotiation position with CRNR that we're kind of dealing with maybe with the county. But I'm hopeful that we can look forward towards bringing back an agreement for the board to consider and possibly approve.
I feel really good about working with Brent, and I think it'll be no problem.
I don't know if Brent has anything to say about the withholding of any franchise fee payments or whether that's something that CRNR would threaten or not.
Well, yeah. I mean, he needs an agreement to be able to write us a check.
Until we have an agreement.
Can you come to the mic? I'm sorry.
Brent Spears.
Until we have an agreement in place, I do have a check to write for the franchise fees, and so I do have to have a contract before I can go ahead and issue that check. That would be the only thing that would be withholding on our
part. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, I think Natalie and I we just have a few more items we'd like to discuss with you, and I think we could get it ironed out pretty fast.
Anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now I'm lost. So item six.
So
item seven. Mm-hmm. All right. Discussion of possible appointment of district treasurer and adoption of resolution 2017-4, establishing an alternative depository of district funds in place of the county treasury. A couple comments on this. We're not ready with this resolution yet. Steve, I think you brought up some points about it that it's, you know, we need a bunch of policy, we need a bunch of work on this before we can do that. But there's no reason why we can't appoint him as treasurer.
Yes, so there has been some discussion about this issue previously, and I've prepared, now that you do have a general manager, I've prepared a draft resolution for his review. It does contemplate, though, as part of the statutory requirements to designate an alternative depository, you have to have a district treasurer. You also have to have a check writing procedure in place, a formalized check writing procedure in place, as well as sort of the best management practices as far as auditing and that kind of thing.
Do you have that? Do you have that already in your bag of tricks from Hellendale? Or?
Come on, Steve.
That
won't cost
that's what we call it's called GARP. We call it GARP. It's an acronym for Government Agency Recycling Program.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And so I did GARP the resolution that I presented to your general manager.
Okay.
When it comes to check writing procedures, that part of it is sort of discretionary on the board, so I built in all of the statutory requirements, but that doesn't mean that there isn't some policy and discretionary issues that each individual board, each individual district has. And so I certainly don't want to presume to know how you want to handle your check writing or how you want to handle sort of the.
You mean who writes the checks? Maybe you could.
Yeah. Who writes this district check? Who's authorized to sign it? So some require the board president and the district treasurer. Some require both two board members, any two board members. And so there's.
Right.
You know, there needs to be some sort of checks and balances.
Well, can we discuss that right now so we can get it on the resolution and get that? I mean, it's my opinion. I think for practicality reasons. You know, I'm okay with two board members signing it, or you know, board member plus Al signing it. Is any combination like that is okay with me?
So how about this idea: having any one of the four or five board members and Al.
But what if Al's not here? What if it should be that two board members can do it too? I mean, what if
two board members or a board member and Al?
Right.
Something like that.
Any combination. You just need two.
Just need two.
Okay.
But any board director and now, or any board director
okay.
now, I think we just need to have that flexibility.
Yeah.
Steve, do you have examples from the other CSCs?
Yeah, I'm looking at, well, here's what the draft that I prepared. All district checks shall bear the following two signatures. One of the signatures shall be that of the district's treasurer, and two, one of the signatures shall be, and then put blank. And so that's one where it could be any of the board members, or it could be board president or vice president.
Yeah.
So that's how, I think how Phelan does it. With the district treasurer, and though Mr. Morrison can certainly speak to that better than I can.
Actually, for the Phelan LCSD, it's often it's two board members that will sign the, you know, the
right.
checks. But it can't be the treasurer; it can be a combination of whoever. Mm-hmm. You know, the important part of it is that. Some checks have had to be signed expediently. And so, you know, if somebody's on vacation or whatever.
Right.
You know, matter of fact, we have a method because of the software that we have that we can actually sign it from home, you know, that type of thing. But I don't suggest you guys spend, close to $40,000 for the software to do that.
Wow.
And is that for all checks,
really?
Or is that for checks over a certain amount?
All checks.
Okay. I mean, you're going to write a lot of checks, so
mm-hmm.
you're going to need access to a board member constantly.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a procedure, though.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
It can be...
So, the district treasurer and any board member? Any board member, okay.
Yeah.
Or two board members.
Or two board members. Or two board members, because...
Vacation. Any combination of two
yeah.
of the
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be. Somebody could be out of town. I mean, Al could be out of town or whatever.
We don't have any embezzlement issues here coming up. Red flags.
That's why.
Two board members? Yeah.
That's why.
I mean, I know, but yeah. But it doesn't raise any flags for you guys then.
Well, I mean, it is... You mean like a conspiracy, like to board members?
You've got politicians
buying a car or something?
No, I guess the general manager is accountable to an entire board. Two board members are accountable to a community, but
I mean,
if someone is unethically motivated and they run for the position and they... I mean, I'm sorry.
You're right. I mean, the way to control that is to limit it. The price you pay, it's all a trade-off. So the
keep in mind that one of the decisions that the board's going to have to make this fiscal year is to appoint an auditor. And it's one of the most important decisions that you make. And every year you have to have an annual audit that's done. And it's
right.
done by an outside CPA firm. And then that firm comes in as an independent analyst and goes through all of your records.
That's a good point.
And then we'll report back to the board as to your finances and how district staff is handling all that. So that's probably the most important control that you have over any embezzlement type issues.
At once a year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Annually.
Yeah, I mean once a year, but you can control it by limiting access to.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's
just a trade-off.
I could add a little something too. In the world of transparency, disbursements and Austin need to put into a board packet so that the community can see what bills got paid and to who
online
the board
and
can.
A deposit, yeah.
You know, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean that is a goal. Is it'd be really nice to have all that stuff online. I mean, I really, really want that. Just gonna take time to do it.
I agree, that would be a great way to be transparent.
Absolutely. One of the other things, since we're kind of going through some of these items, would need to be a bond that would be posted, and so the board has discretion on what amount for that bond. I think Phelan Pinyon Hills is at $400,000. I don't know if that's something that, whether you need that much, but that's a policy call for the board, as well as whether you want to evaluate that on an annual basis. But Phelan, they evaluate it on an annual basis, and it's supposed to be intended to be about 10% of the net assets. Net cash assets. And so there's that issue, as well as the bank that you designated as the depository. And I think you made that decision, but I don't recall.
Yeah, it's a DCB. Desert Community Bank. Yeah.
Was that part of the? If I recall, was a decision that was made at your first meeting?
Right? Yes.
Right.
The bank account's already open to deposit those checks.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already been writing, Stephanie is a signer, I'm a signer, so we've just been doing it that way.
Okay.
And just writing the checks by hand until we can get QuickBooks up and going. And
the bank, DCB, did not require a resolution from the board?
No.
I thought we presented that.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It's okay. It was so long ago. We did bring the resolution and presented it.
We did? Okay. All right.
I mean, it didn't name them, but we had a resolution to open a bank account.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It was a resolution, like a formal resolution.
I don't know that there.
God.
I don't
when
think there was
a lawyer.
I don't think there was a resolution.
Okay. So.
I think there was an agenda item and
an
action
item with a motion.
With a
motion.
With a motion. Yeah.
But not a resolution.
Right. Right. They just did it though. I don't think I had the minutes or anything. They just went for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck Franklin. I think last meeting or whatever, you allowed the GM to go up to a $300 level to address, things like the dishwasher and things like that.
Right.
How does that work? Does he have a petty cash account? Can he write that check, or is he going to have to track down at least one of you or two of you to get that stuff done? I know you gave a level of $300.
That he could spend on his own, but we didn't have a way, we didn't have that yet. So, like a credit card or that's not in place yet, or the cash or.
Yeah, I just didn't know how it worked, how he would handle that.
Yeah.
He's got to take it out of his own pocket, and then we forget to reimburse him. That's okay.
No, I mean, so far we've we're working with people in town,
right.
Like Eli, who says, yeah, I'll just send you a bill. And it's just it's been going like that. And Al wanted that $300 in case, but we don't have that in place yet.
Okay, so any direction on the amount of the bonds?
So our current assets are
cash assets. Which is pretty low.
The buildings and things, right?
No, that's not.
Oh, it's just cash. Okay.
It's liquidity. I mean, was it like 14 grand or something? I mean.
So, but at the end of the year, we'll have.
Yeah.
Well, you got to go by the fiscal year.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10%. So it'd be, like a $40,000 bond, I would say. And then we're paying 10% of that to get the bond.
Okay. Then what I can do is I can bring back a resolution for the next board meeting.
Okay.
In the meantime, and then the board can certainly make those changes at that time when you're considering the resolution. But in the meantime, if the board wants to move forward with the appointment, the general manager as the district treasurer, and you can take that action tonight, and then I'll follow up with a formal resolution to bring back to the board.
Okay.
At your next meeting.
Okay. All right, thank you. So do we need a motion to, should we appoint Al as the treasurer? We can do that and do the resolution later, or should we do it all at once?
That's up to the board. It's agendized, so if you want to take that action tonight, you can, as far as the district treasurer appointment, and then I'll plug that into the resolution.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have a motion to appoint Al as a district treasurer.
Just a clarification, we're making a motion to make the general manager. I know you said
right.
Al, the general right. manager. Sorry, Al.
That no, you're right.
The title.
The treasurer.
It's not going to actually say
Al
in the resolution.
I will second that motion.
All those in favor of the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Or, I'm sorry, of the motion, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Item 8, discussion and possible action, participation in the SDRMA Joint Powers Agreement through the adoption of Resolution 2017-5. Now, this has already been done. This is a mistake. We already have a resolution to do this. It's already been signed. It's already been processed. I don't know what happened.
This is what we need for insurance, right?
Right. This is the Joint Powers Authority. So it just means that for purposes of our insurance, that we join a club where the risk and the money is spread out with everybody in the club. And so they need Joint Powers Act to do that, which is a good common vehicle for this kind of thing. And there's no negotiating it. There's no. It's just part of their package.
What does the SDRMA stand for?
Special District Management Authority.
You sure you have to leave?
We're going to put you on speakerphone next time.
Maybe you can call into the meeting.
Right. She could call in. Yeah. She could call in.
That would be
live stream.
So there's no action on that. Item 9, discussion of possible action of Resolution 2017-6, appreciation of community work. Oh, we already did that. Item 9 was first. Item 10, director's comments.
I just want to thank everyone again for the resolution honoring me. That was so really touching. Thank you so much. That's my only comment.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you so much to Stephanie. I know we worked a little bit together on the school bus program. If you guys don't know, there's a school bus of kids, people in front and volunteers in front and volunteers in the back. After so many school bus rides walking, they get a free voucher and they come to the Grizzly to have a free meal.
So well, I didn't know that part, Leo.
That's how we've been. Wow.
It's the volunteers. Yeah, the volunteers get that.
The volunteers get
that.
So
if you want to volunteer for the walking school bus,
not a bad idea.
Starts tomorrow.
So that's something that was close to my wife and our hearts because we have grandkids. Alex and Maddox, they both, right now, they're going through that program. We love the kids here, and we love our community, and it was a great safety thing for our community and for our kids. So I want to thank you for coming to me and asking me, and we worked it out, and it's been working out every year, so thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
All right, item 11, general manager report.
There's no other director's reports?
No.
That narrows it down. Okay, I just want to kind of give you an update on a couple of items. One item is that I've been looking for a landscaper to do the parks and that type of stuff. And obviously for the outside restrooms, custodial service for that. The hardest part in both of those is to find somebody who's licensed and insured. Well, I found a landscaper that is licensed and insured, and he's got a state license to do weed control, which is something that's mandatory in the state of California. To do any sort of weed control.
How much is that?
Basically, his service is $200 a month, and it includes the grass, repairing sprinklers, all the tree trimmings, with the exception of the pine trees, and taking care of the planters, fertilizing, and the weed control. And he also agreed to defer his payments until January.
How often will he be coming?
Weekly.
Will he be?
Weekly? Okay.
Yes, weekly.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
That's a good job, Al.
Yeah.
Very
and by
good.
The time in, I think that's a really good option for us. And I think, when is it going to start?
It could be tomorrow. He'd be here on Wednesdays. We already talked about, you know, when he would be here, and he'd be Wednesday mornings.
Now, is there a, just give me 1 second. Is there a term with this? Is there any kind of a...
It's open.
It's open. It's just an open contract. Wow, that's great.
Okay. My name's Glenn Goldstein. I happen to be a licensed landscape architect. But that's sort of to do with this, but is he also a licensed, California State licensed arborist, or is he going to be doing work shoulder down?
Totally.
Okay, he's not going to do any tree work.
No, he's not going to do any big tree stuff.
Yeah, because that's a whole different
world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you for that, Al. I think that's a great price.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm trying to handle somebody on the custodial work, but that's really hard. I've had a few people come out and they look and they go, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you want license? You want insurance? That's going to cost me money.
Yeah.
So,
well, we need to keep working on that one.
Absolutely.
Leo is greatly incentivized.
taking care of the yards, and we've been taking care of the facilities. So.
Well, this is one less.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But the big thing is those bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'll also do a comment about the bathrooms. Since we have hours now, the cleanup has been a whole lot better.
Oh, great.
You know,
that is good.
Except for one night that I forgot to come and lock up. And the following morning, I don't remember.
Now there's a sign out there that the bathrooms were just being left open.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some people don't know. They're just being left open. But now you're opening them at 8?
Well, we posted the sign that 8 to 6.
8 to 6, okay.
And tonight I went a little long because I had things to do here. But
so one situation that I was referring to, it was left open during the night this week, and one of my employees came up here to clean it, and they had taken, in the men's restroom, they had taken all the toilet paper, made it all wet, stuck it all in the ceiling. So...
Hmm.
My employee went up on the ceiling and took it all off.
Oh, gosh.
So that's the type of abuse and we're having in our restroom right here.
I bet that was a back-to-school celebration. back-to-school.
I don't know. I heard from a school bus.
Oh, yeah. That was my kid.
If I can make one more point, I just remember a phone call from Stephanie about the bathroom situation. I don't want to go there. I won't forget that.
I guess what's making her move.
Exactly. Hey, Al, I wanted to bring to your attention that we had a public comment in one of our first meetings from a person from the public who wanted to ask us to prioritize planting native plants in our parks whenever we were replacing plants. So maybe you could keep that, if the board would like to do that, maybe you could keep that on your... I'm getting really tired. Can you tell I can't even talk anymore? On your list of to-do items.
It's on the radar.
Okay.
You know,
your
right
radar.
Now, right now we have plenty of annuals and other things, but as they go, we may be able to bring in others. You know, native is nice.
And Mountain Hardware usually has a really good sale on plants at the end of the season.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Anything else? No?
Let me think here. I think that's the extent of my report.
How's the maintenance on the building holding up? And Shannon, keeping up okay? Is there? I know you had to get an electrician to fix a couple of things.
I'm glad you brought that up. The power box outside that was repaired yesterday, and there's some other work that had to be done out there. in the kitchen over here, the thermostat was...
Who's the electrician on that?
Davis.
And they were pretty reasonable? They were...
They're pretty reasonable.
Yeah? Okay.
You know, electricians are electricians, but, you know...
Okay.
They did an excellent job, and it took them about 4.5 hours, 5 hours, something like that.
Really? It took them that long?
It took them a while.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, the conduit between the power box and the, I'll call it the shed, the conduit was disconnected, and so they had to pull the wires through there, and they had difficulty with that without breaking anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a few other things here and there.
Okay. Well, eventually we probably, I mean, there is a camera system in there, but eventually we probably will need to get that, need to improve that. And you know, get a better camera system, more cameras that helps.
Well, one of the things that I'm planning on doing now that we've got some more important things to take care of is I want to go through our bills and see where I can cut things and make things better and more affordable. I want to look at the agreement that we have, or actually. You probably don't even have a copy of the agreement with the alarm company, but, you know.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I do want to mention one thing on that we are compensating. You know, the county has all these phone lines from all over the county, and one of those phone lines is here that supports the alarm. So we need to move that system to an internet-based system instead of depending on the phone line, so we can... We've told the county, hey, don't worry, we'll pay you the $48 a month. We'll take care of you on that. But we need to get off that as soon as possible. But I know that ADT system costs a little bit of money. I don't know that, you know, probably need to call them and say, are we really in contract? And maybe you need to throw that in and get that done pretty soon.
It's on that list.
Okay. All right. All right, future board meetings and agenda items. Where's our future meeting? Is that tomorrow? Who's got the calendar?
I don't think I have it tonight.
So, Steve, did you say there's a need for a meeting next week or in 2 weeks?
Before September 1, so next week. The 22nd.
I mean, hopefully we can knock out the CR&R stuff and the solid waste stuff. We'll be much closer to that.
Next week? Okay.
Can you do that?
Next Tuesday.
She's
going to get that.
Next Tuesday.
Al, can you get copies of that calendar that Natalie's going to, you know, at some point, scan them, bring them over to my place or something, we'll scan them and then send them to everybody?
I could.
To the board member?
If you just put it up on Google Calendar, you can just share it with everyone. They can print it for themselves.
Yes.
So were you talking about next Tuesday?
Yeah, we should just do that.
Yes.
You can always see it.
Next Tuesday is open here. Next Tuesday is open here, the 22nd. And then,
really? That's great.
And then Tuesday the 29th is also open, but that wouldn't really leave us enough time, right?
No, next Tuesday, I think.
We may need
Steve, can you do that?
I can do both those days.
Okay. Leo, you okay?
Would recommend we do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to knock this stuff out.
Okay.
You guys okay? What? Well, not
won't.
Not you.
I'm
looking.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So Tuesday, August 22nd, 7 p.m. here?
Yep. That sounds good. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
We will.
I mean, the way it works is we get the meeting set, and then we have 24 hours before that because we're scrambling to try to figure out every little thing on there.
If I may,
we don't want to.
Yeah.
We can talk about agenda items for next week.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
We're still in session.
Still
hey, guys, we're still in session. Actually, we're going to finish the discussion about agenda items.
Sorry, but you're welcome to leave.
Yeah, you're welcome to go.
Sorry, Wes.
Challenging.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It was a false ending.
I agree. We really need to do something about the minutes.
Okay.
The minutes are, I can't express how important they are as a historical document.
Okay.
And so they're starting to pile up. We've had one set of approved minutes.
Alex is just gone.
Well, I mean, she's volunteering her time.
I know that. I'm just kidding. But we have to do something more seriously. And I just haven't thought about it and haven't addressed it. And maybe there's some other board members that could come up with some ideas there. I don't know if there's a service or.
I think Stephanie's got some time.
Oh yeah. So I'll do it from Truckee. I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask if Alex actually said that she was not going to transcribe the minutes, because I understood that Alex was going on vacation, but she was going to listen to the audio and transcribe the minutes. So has anyone heard that she's not going to do that?
I haven't heard that, but I view it as we're kind of imposing on her, and it's a temporary situation. I would like to have something more formalized and permanent.
The thing with minutes is it doesn't have to be verbatim minutes. It could just be an action. It could just be an action document saying board memo such and such. The following actions were, you know, director so and so made a motion, seconded by director so and so to do this, and then that's it. It doesn't have to be. And then, you know, director so and so said this.
There are in existence minutes from several of our meetings. They're not official because they were written by our Property Owners Association mm-hmm. president.
Yeah, right.
But when I was out of town, I couldn't download any of the audio files, and so I was literally reading Randy's minutes.
But I think they're pretty good, right?
But they're pretty good. They're pretty thorough. I mean, I haven't compared them, and I missed those meetings, so I couldn't.
So he listens to the
bullet points, like Steve is talking about.
And so he listens to the audio and transcribes them?
No, this is the first meeting he's missed. He's always been right up here in the front taking minutes.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, maybe
and
some.
He's not
maybe,
here, so.
Well, maybe a board member could talk to him, and
but
we could do something more.
Is there some way that can overlap, Steve? Or
oh yeah.
That would
crazy,
work, right?
Like the sure. first meeting, we had three people doing the same function.
Right.
And.
Well, does somebody want to talk to him? And Michelle, do you want to talk to him?
I'd be happy to. I just
okay.
As long as there's no issue around.
No, it's all. I mean, it's all. You don't have an employee that's doing it, so it's all volunteer and whatever. And then the board has ultimate say.
If he's
whether it's reflective of the actions that were taken.
If he's already doing a great job, I mean.
I feel like he is. He's quick to say they're not official. He may have left things out. I mean, he's very straightforward about that. But some of you know him much better than I do.
He's been to every meeting. He documents the CSD meetings.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here tonight, because he couldn't make it, so I'm documenting.
Oh, he told you ahead of time? He told you ahead of time?
He
said
at the
not
last
gonna...
meeting, actually, that he couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it was
and
last
then,
night.
And then he got
he
you
said
to...
He asked me to come and document
oh, really?
Tonight.
Okay.
He's got good bullet points.
Oh, that's great.
Through every meeting.
Can I just want to interject about Alex here? I know that she has been working on some minutes because I've been proofing them.
Oh, okay.
And so before we go on and move one of the property owners, I think you need to have a conversation with Alex.
Okay.
She's trying to get the last couple to you before she went on vacation. And she said to me, I'll get those emails, I'll get them to you today.
But she did.
And then she didn't. But she didn't finish them or else she didn't quite complete them. But what's important for her to hear is what Steve said, because she and I have had this discussions over the phone, how much detail goes in these minutes. And
okay.
I think if she understands it's the basic stuff and not all that. She's
all
been
right.
listening to this, to the recording and almost transcribing verbatim because she thought that's what she needed to do. I think that
okay.
Alex is happy to do it, especially if we back off on what exactly some of those minutes before. So, and having Randy as the backup is great, but she had volunteered to be the secretary, and I think she's still going to do that. But she's also in the middle of a move and everything else.
But
so
she did. She also did say it was temporary. So, but maybe that's because she thought this is way more work than she realizes.
Right. I know. I know she's. She didn't say she's ready to give it up. Or
yeah.
Anything. She just
okay.
had vacation and now she's getting ready to move. So just have a conversation with her
okay.
before you go any further
okay.
on this. Because I know that I've looked at some of the minutes that you guys have not approved yet.
Yeah, very good. Okay.
So, and with that in mind, would it be wise then to... for you to speak with Alex and find that out.
Yeah.
But even if she does continue, to perhaps ask Randy if Randy or whoever is representing the property association and taking minutes could be the backup. Because Alex will probably go out of town again.
You think?
So,
right.
so that
right.
way...
Okay, I'll talk to her. I'll talk to her and say, you don't have to do it. It's what's your commitment level? Are you okay with this? And I'll talk to her about it.
And the property owners have made a commitment to report at every meeting, right? You do that for your own purposes. So if Randy's newsletter has an account of each meeting and it's detailed, so I think that is your plan. I read the newsletter, and it's very detailed. Yeah, so I think that regardless of whether we ask Randy or not, I think he will
continue
documenting it.
What's important is the motion.
So it's possible in that case that Alex says, no, you guys might just want the default. Alex, you have a discussion with Alex first.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But he would just need to be told.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, it sounds like we have some options.
So for the next meeting, we'll have an agenda item for the minutes, agenda item for solid waste agreements,
yeah.
Maybe something on CRNR,
yeah.
The bank account resolution.
Yeah.
So, at the, I was going to say, at the last meeting, I thought we talked about that we were going to maybe discuss the general manager contract, but then we clarified, well, we've got to get clear what's happening with Shannon. Before we solidify the contract with Al, but is this the appropriate time to add that to the next agenda?
We got a big agenda already. Can we wait on that a few minutes?
You have to ask your general manager there. I don't know if you keep showing up.
That would likely roll into our first official board meeting. Is that correct? September 4th?
The first regular. You
regular board
meeting.
Well, yeah.
The regular
board. Yeah,
regular.
Yeah, the 5th. Okay, thank you, Lynn.
Which is a good point. We'll be able to start agendizing these meetings as regular meetings, and the agendas will go out 72 hours in advance.
With backup material.
With backup material, we're going to have to make sure that we do that so that everyone gets that in enough time to be able to review it and all of that,
right.
including the public.
Right.
Is that process something that if we had a non-volunteer secretary that the secretary would usually handle, or is that...
generally that is not the board president that does it, and you typically don't spend your attorney's fees and the attorney drafting the agenda either.
And one of the things that I would probably start working on is when we start having those type of meetings where we have a 72-hour window and that type of thing, is I'd probably have Shannon do a lot of the, putting the pantries together and that type of thing.
And if you notice this, the general manager did add that language in the scope of that
secretarial duties.
Yeah, some minor secretarial duties. So hopefully that'll hopefully save you some money, some attorney's fees money, and the attorney not being
right.
involved. And
right.
And then with the streamline the process a little bit more.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
So. Is it safe to say we'd like to have that on the agenda for September 5th, the contract, or would you prefer to have it on next week?
I'd prefer September.
Michelle?
Wes has got a much better handle on what's going to be involved in next week's meeting, so I suppose defer to what some of you that have a little better grasp on what next week's going to involve than I do. I think it's important that we do it soon.
It
is.
Just there it that we have a committee, right?
Yes.
It's Wes and Natalie, right? I would suggest that there be a meeting.
Okay.
be melded with solid waste
What if we get everything all mixed up and Brent's the general manager?
Al's
doing
it. Al.
Yeah, I need a little bit of spacing here. Okay. You know, I need a little bit of spacing because this, the solid waste stuff is really important. We've got to knock it down.
Yeah.
Not that Al isn't important, but it's we just need some. I need some space.
Okay, well, then I'm okay with discussing it September 5th as well. I agree with Wes. We have had many meetings and many more to come, I think, ad hoc meetings. So if everyone else is okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
No one asked Al.
I tried.
Yes, I know. He's all about
it. He looks like he's okay.
I'm okay with this. You know, the ankle brace is getting a little swollen around my ankle. We're okay.
Okay. Okay. Anything else, Steve?
No, that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.